This is the DPHRO and Rothenberg podcast. Listen live weekday mornings from 5 to 8 a.m. on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker by asking it to play 98.7 ESPN.
I mean, now we bring in a Hall of Famer. Pat LaFontaine joins DPHRO and Rothenberg on 98.7 ESPN, but this is a little different than what you might expect from Pat LaFontaine. We're not going to like do a deep dive into the Islanders or the Rangers or the hockey season. Something kind of bigger on the horizon, Pat. Now, I only watched the trailer. There's an E60 coming out, a love story. It involves your family and another local kid from Long Island. It's going to make me cry. I know it. I'm going to watch it. I'm going to love it. But why don't you kind of walk us down how this came about and what a little bit of the story is?
Yeah, sure. Hi, Dave and Rick. Great to be on with you guys today. It's really a courageous love story. My daughter met a wonderful young man named Randall McCoy, who played football here in Huntington, and he became a teacher. Both of them were teachers. And as a good friend of mine said, once a teacher, always a teacher. And they're still teaching, if you know what I mean. So it's about an amazing young man who's obviously been diagnosed with an insidious, terrible disease it was a tough blow to obviously my daughter, all the families involved, the community. I can tell you it's a powerful love story. The support of family, dear friends, community. It puts a spotlight on ALS and the amazing, I call them warriors, that have gone through it and are going through it, and the support system around them. And my daughter and Randall were married almost 2 years now. And it's, it's just amazing when you have that love and the support of family and friends and community. It does conquer all. And it just kind of shares how they met, how they understood this disease to be, and how they chose to deal with it. And it's one of those things where, as a father, this is really, I'm just a father in this story, and watching it play out close to home, it's a pretty incredible teaching story, but it's also just about love and about relationships and then how you deal with, tremendous adversity during their courtship and what they chose to do and how they're choosing to put a spotlight and bring awareness out for the support of this of ALS and everybody going through it. So I speak humbly from a father's perspective. Obviously, it's my daughter, and I've been blessed with two amazing daughters, an amazing son, and now we have an amazing son-in-law, an amazing daughter-in-law, and I also just became a grandfather. So we're very blessed with family, and it's like anything else. You deal with the adversity that comes along because you love your family, you love your kids, and you want the best for them, and you support them through anything. And Brianna and Randall is just a courageous, amazing love story.
First of all, you look way too good to be a grandfather already. other thing is this, Patty, I got a chance to actually watch it. And I mean, Dave said that he would cry. I was crying. I have a daughter myself. That's what I'm interested to find out. Like, you as the dad, it feels like, having watched this, read a lot about it, like these two were meant to be together. It seems like they make each other better. And now as they go through this, trying to highlight, ALS and help people dealing with it. I mean, as a dad, how hard has it been to see your daughter have to go through this? And what have you learned throughout this process?
Well, thanks, Ricky. I agree with you. I think they're soulmates. And I always say there are no coincidences. Sometimes you don't choose a calling, and calling chooses you. And but together, they're powerful, and they need each other, and they fell in love. And so, yeah, it's like any father. You know, you have a daughter, and you just want the best for them, and you want them to be happy. And, you know, one thing I say in the documentary is, you know, you have to cast everything else aside. And I always say the word adore. It's kind of at a higher plane, because love is the ultimate. But I think when you adore somebody, it's love and respect. And I've always said if our kids could find somebody they truly adore, and they have that same feeling of being adored by their partner, their soulmate, then that's the greatest foundation you can hope for. And then if you have that, then, you know, you can deal with just about anything and anything. And I think this proves that even though there are tough days, and there are tough days to come, they have this amazing bond, and they're meant to be together. And it's powerful. It's just, there were a few comments in the Ricky that both Randell and Brianna made that were very profound to me as a father. And I was always told that if you keep an open mind, you'll actually learn more from your children than you will anyone else in your life, because they're extremely poignant and blunt at times, and they're not afraid to say it. But they're like I said, once a teacher, always a teacher. I feel like they're still teaching, but in the arena of life. And I'm proud and honored to be a father and a father-in-law.
Pat LaFontaine with us here, Hall of Famer, and really it goes well beyond that today on 98.7 ESPN. The E60 is a love story, involves his daughter and son-in-law. And listen, I think we know of ALS, and it obviously started, you know, our first knowledge of it was years ago with Lou Gehrig, and now modern day. The one that I look at, Pat, tell me if there's any correlation here, is Steve Gleason. And Steve Gleason was diagnosed a long time ago, and I follow him on Twitter, and I know he travels and does a lot of productive work out there. Like, and I don't mean to be morbid about it, but it doesn't feel like it's terrible, and I know that it is, but it feels like there's life with ALS now that maybe it felt like it didn't used to be.
Yeah, no, it's true. They've made tremendous amounts of advancement, and they're still on, you know, there's many trials. Randell's on one of them. We've been blessed with some amazing doctors, and there are, like, Steve Gleason, and God bless Chris Pendergrass. He just recently passed. He just wrote a book and lived late into his 70s. And, you know, I believe it's Stephen Hawking. And, you know, we also have in the hockey community, Chris Snow and his wife, Kelsey. He's an assistant general manager for Calgary. It's very prevalent. My sister-in-law and brother-in-law's father had passed away. There's a great friend I know, Bob D'Angelo. His dear friend Andrew Niblock is also at school in a wheelchair and still inspiring. And I think having obviously very close to this disease now, they truly are warriors, and their spouses and or partners throughout this I have the greatest respect for, and families that are dealing with this. We had some great support too through this from Bill Newby and his wife Michelle, who was a big CEO, came down with this, and the community is unbelievable. They understand what happens through the whole process, and you know, having your mind be probably sharper than ever, but then slowly losing all your extremities and, you know, swallowing and speaking, and it's just insidious and terrible. And but you're right, there's more and more advancements in medicine, advancements in, you know, technology, and so we've been blessed to have that support, and we'll continue. And Randell, I can tell you, he is an amazing football player. If you watch him, and he's a huge Dallas Cowboys fan. I've always been a
49er. Oh, for God's sakes. Come on, Pat. But I can't get away from it with the Cowboys and these people.
Sorry, Dave. But when we're together, it's you know, he loves the Yankees. I love the Yankees. And then he's you know, huge football fan. But he ran, if you watch his videos, he was like a Barry Sanders. And his brother told me that he had a good chance to play D1, but he wanted to go to school. And his mom passed at a very young age. And I have to tell you, his family, his grandmother, aunts and uncles, who we've gotten very close to, they just did an amazing job at just raising a character young man who wants to beat this, who wants to take this as a challenge, just like a sporting event that we all know about. And his focus is to live out every moment and to really appreciate every moment and to put a spotlight. Why not try his best now to make the most of every minute and try to figure out how we can overcome this, just like you do as an athlete, an athlete's mentality. And he was an amazing athlete. And my daughter is just, she's just extremely nurturing, extremely loving. And Rick knows this, and I called her an M&M because her personality was, she was tough on the outside, but extremely, you know, soft on the inside, and has a massive, courageous heart. So together, they're an amazing team, and we've had tremendous support, but it's true. They've made a lot of advancements, and we just hope that continues.
You know what I love too, Patty? I mean, you mentioned, you know, the M&M reference, you know, hard on the outside, soft on the inside, but I mean, what you'd always say to the kids too was, you know, score your goals now, you know, later in life it becomes about assists. And I mean, to teach your kids that be the message, and then have your daughter kind of live out that message. And you mentioned the adoration, the love, but also, I mean, the inspiration in watching this. I mean, how your daughter and Rendell have decided to approach this, live each day, and how he's fighting through this. I mean, everyone has to watch this, I mean, you come away just, I mean, it's so inspiring to see what they're doing and how they're living their life and how they're fighting through this as a couple. Really is amazing.
Well, thanks, Ricky. I have to say that I think together it's, I've always said, that's what I do say in life is, you know, score your goals when you're young, because as you get older, you know, life is truly about the assists. And I think you understand that, and Dave understands that. It's, you know, when you get older, it's kind of learning all those things, going through those life experiences, the character development, and the values of what the game in life teaches you. And if you get to a point of service and purpose, you know, you pass the puck and you watch somebody else score, it's even better and it's even more important. And watching my daughter and my son-in-law together, you know, it is. It's. I said earlier, you don't choose a calling chooses you, and you don't know why things happen. But for some reason, I have this belief there are no coincidences, and everything you go through in life prepares you for what's to come next, you know, good, bad, or indifferent, whether you realize it or not. And they have gone through their own, you know, challenges and adversity and experiences, and also have had some amazing positive experiences. And they just took this on, and not understanding exactly what this world was going to be like, but have done it together. And when you do that, you do need family and you do need community. And I can't tell you how the Cold Spring Harbor community, the Huntington community, the Long Island wrestling football community, amazing how people, it's the goodness and the kindness and the character of people that step up and want to support and help during these times. I think the best comes out of people, and we've seen it. And there's been a couple profound statements, like you said. My daughter said, you know, you can get caught up in your head, and you can get caught up in, you know, predicting what the future might look like, and you have to draw a line in the sand. And if you get too caught up in your head and predicting the future, you lose the moment. And I was blown away by that. And, you know, Rendell's made some comments and just very powerful. And it's taught me as a father just how powerful love is when you have two people who deeply care about each other. You know, you can overcome a lot when you have that. And it just never ceases to amaze me, the power of love, of family, of community, of friends, and we've been blessed with that.
You know what, Patty, too? You know, after watching it, and this is the God's honest truth, after, you know, wiping the tears away and everything else, I came away saying to myself, I want to be a better husband. I want to be a better friend. Like in, you know, those times where you're like, oh, you got stuff going on. You watch this and you say, you know what? I mean, if Brianna and Randell can do what they're doing right now and get through the trials, the tribulations, the ups and downs, I can too. Like it really is. It's something that everyone should watch because whatever it ends up being, you're going to take something positive away personally from getting a chance to watch this.
Well, thanks, Ricky. I'm glad you feel that way because it's watching them has inspired me, inspired people around us that you get caught up in the minutiae of everyday trials and tribulations. And when you watch Randell, it talks about, you know, it's really a test of time and make every minute count. And there's a lot of things he wishes he could do probably, but I can tell you he's never said a bad word. He's never complained. He's the most courageous, you know, man I've ever met at his age and going forward. So it's emotional talking about it, but it's true. And he leads by example, and my daughter does too. Never heard him complain or say anything. It's just, okay, we're going to deal with this together, and we need the support of family, our friends, and community. And everybody stepped up. And you know, I said in there, at the end of the day, there's a lot of things in life, but love does conquer all. And if you have that, at the very core of your foundation, you got a pretty good shot. You can just deal with about anything. And they're a testament. And you're right. It's you have to pinch yourself every day for the amazing blessings. And then you just have to look around you and like I said, try to assist and give back wherever you can, because at the end of the day, it's not how many goals and assists or how many saves you made. It's really truly about what you did with your life and how you try to help others. And, you know, I commend sports because sometimes we get caught up in this, you know, narrative about being a pro athlete or trying to get a college scholarship, especially at the younger levels. But when I look at what his family and family values kind of start, they start in the home, and I think school and sports are vehicles to reinforce those values. And the character and the life lessons that football and wrestling and all the sports that Randell played and Brianna played, I think it helped prepare them, you know, learning how to win, learning how to lose, sacrifice, teamwork, getting knocked down, adversity, overcoming things. I think all of those attributes, you know, that narrative about what sports teaches you, that value, I think has helped both of them together to deal with this in a way that if they didn't have those values and character development and life skills, you know, at a younger age or at home or in sports, it might have been a lot harder. And I think that we just continue to support this mission that they're on to bring out awareness and try to find a cure. And then we just enjoy our time and continue to create as many memories as we can. And of course, there's no love lost for the banter that goes on in the family. It's brought our whole family, obviously, and closer and enriched our family. I look at it as it's been a blessing in our lives. And I think we're all a lot stronger and better for it. And we just love a lot more deeply. So, and I appreciate you guys putting a spotlight on ALS, and they're truly warriors. It's another level of courage. And, I watch each day the strength and the character that comes through Randell and Brianna. And I'm proud and I admire it deeply.
The story is phenomenal, and it's a love story. It's an E60 special, and I've seen the trailer, and it was emotional to watch the trailer. I can't imagine what the entire thing will be and do to me, Pat. But we appreciate a couple things before you go. Firstly, the fact that you're a grandfather, and Rick mentioned it, is shocking. I mean, nothing short of shocking to me. And secondly, Randell, I'm sure, is a wonderful guy, a great husband, a great son-in-law. Tell him I do not appreciate the fact that he roots for the Cowboys, and tell him that comes from me.
we laugh a lot about that. In fact, every weekend there's, you know, he sent out recently, he has a, they have the ring and he was flying a Dallas flag outside, and the wind was blowing, and he sent the ring video to the whole family, of course, because the Cowboys had been playing well. And so, yeah, there's a lot of bantering. There's a lot of fun joking going around. And we have a lot of laughs, too. And it's, in fact, we do mostly laughing and joking around. And, yes, I've been blessed. My son married an amazing we have a daughter-in-law now, and amazing young lady. And we were blessed during COVID with a grandson. My son's name is Daniel Patrick, and they surprised me with naming our grandson Patrick Daniel. So I have to tell you, it's an amazing joy and very blessed. We have, like I said, two daughters who are both early childhood special needs teachers. My son coaches and is involved in the hockey world. And my daughter-in-law is also a special needs teacher. And Randell obviously was a teacher and a coach. So, yeah, it's an honorable profession. And, yeah, being a grandfather, it's everything they say and even that much more. So I'm trying to get him to become a 49ers fan. So don't hate me for that, dude.
Anybody. I don't care if he roots for a team from the Canadian Football League. Just get him away from being a Cowboys fan. Pat, we appreciate you. It's an amazing story, and let's do it again at some point and really kind of go through the NHL when things heat up. But we appreciate you. Thanks so much, and thanks for spending a couple of minutes with us.
Great. Anytime. Thanks, guys. Really appreciate it.
Thanks, Pat.
Thanks for listening to the DPetro and Rothenberg podcast. Listen live weekday mornings from 5 to 8 a.m. on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker by asking it to play 98.7 ESPN.